this that rated R. With that homie Shaw, yeah. They telling me to stop. But I ain't even start. Tryna keep it real, yeah. Tryna keep it raw, yeah. Something you can feel, yeah. And help you change your thoughts. Yeah, yeah. This that rated R. With that homie Shaw, yeah. Getting vulnerable, yeah. Showing you my scars. Hey. Nah, I ain't got no chill. Yeah. I do it for my God, yeah.
Hey, why
yeah.
We do it?
Said I do it for my God, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I pressed the record button about 5 seconds ago, but you know,
yeah.
Like the great HOV who's now 50, I'm gonna let the beat breathe for a minute. You know, I'm gonna just let it go. You know what I mean? Then we come out of nowhere like
right. Black Republic is money I got coming in. Came to me back hood. I got love for them.
Come on, man. They not ready. We gonna give y'all a little snippet, man.
A little something slight, you know.
We ain't been here, man. It's been a minute. That's all I can say, man.
Yeah, I
we
guess you're right.
We are back. We are here, and we thank y'all.
Yeah.
For tuning back in, man. You know, we wanted to, deem this podcast and this episode as, you know, kind of the wrap up. The 2020 wrap up. Shout out to Mad Skills out there. You know,
that's
he does
right.
His little
RBA.
He does his little wrap ups or whatever. And I think that's what we are going to do is our wrap up. So,
but just to be official. So I think it's the 2019 wrap up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, 2019. Yeah, excuse me.
But we looking into that 2020.
Yeah, you know, I'm ready, bro. I'm ready to start saying 2020. It's like the future.
Right.
You know, believe it or not, like I'm ready to go into it. I'm waiting for my flying car, and I'm ready for these like. Quantum technology leaps and holograms and all that stuff. I'm just so ready.
Oh my gosh.
2019 was a year, man. I tell you, man. It was.
I kind of feel like we already in 2020.
Yeah.
It feels, I'm glad we're not yet. But this is always like a weird time of the year for me.
Yeah.
Because it's like a few days left before it like starts. And then you kind of feel like, oh my gosh, like is my life together? Am I ready for this year to start?
Yeah.
Because it's like, yo, this is not just any year, bro. This is 2020. This is the start of a new decade, bro. You know? Yeah, so this is a strong year. So, you know, it feels like you had that pressure to feel like you on top of it.
Right.
You got your stuff together, you know what I'm saying? You know, you ready, you know what you about to, you know what you're gonna do for the year.
Yeah.
You know who you are, got your vision straight. But let's be honest, you know, it's a little bit of blurry sights out there.
Yeah.
You know, we still seeing a little smudgy. You got to clean them glasses up. So that's what we trying to do. Yo, just roll with it, man.
That's
but
good,
look,
man.
Yo, but speaking of vision, though, you know what I'm saying? Because I really can't see that well. I'm wearing contacts right now. If I took these contacts out, you know, I'm not sure I'll be able to find my car. But you laughing, but I'm serious, bro. It's bad. Thank God for contacts, man. Amen. I don't know what people did before, but
bifocals, yo. That cartoon, you ever seen Mr. Magoo? Mr. Magoo was this old cartoon. He was just so blind, just walking into everything.
Oh, you know what? I do. I remember that. Yo. Okay. Yeah. I remember that joint now.
Yeah.
That's a little ahead of my time, but you
know. I know.
Old
souls.
Yeah, man. So look, man, talk to me, man, because I know one of the things we've been doing. So off air, y'all, we still been building, man.
Yeah, for
yo,
sure.
Yo, Jamar, man. Yo, we've been communicating, we've been connecting, and we really are excited about the future of this podcast and just for our futures in general, man. Like, I think this is a strong year, and we are excited, and we're excited for you guys, for our listeners. But talk to me, man, like what does vision mean to you? And really, man, I want us to kind of throw this out there. I know some people talk about doing like vision boards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I wanted you to just share with us, like, what are your first, encounters with vision boards? Is that a thing for you?
Yes. Yo, it's so funny because, to be honest, the vision board wasn't necessarily my thing. But in retrospect, me, myself, I was doing it, and I just didn't necessarily call it a vision board.
Okay.
One thing that I did, and this is when I was like, you know, as a preteen, was I would go in various magazines. Shout out to Source Magazine. Shout out to Source. Vibe Magazine.
Yeah.
And I would cut out certain things that were cool to me, you know, whether it was a pair of sneakers or apparel or maybe a fine young lady or a piece of jewelry. Those things I would cut out and I would tape on my wall.
Right.
And right. I was at a point where I would have a collage of the things that I was interested in on my wall, whether it was art, you know, musical artists, visual artists, athletic stuff, all that stuff. And in my opinion, that was kind of my vision board. Was it my goal to have a Rolex? Well, I wouldn't say that, but I mean, it was cool. And I was like, if I got one, I got one. You know what I'm saying? It would be cool to have one. Was it my vision to have, you know, a motorcycle, you know, with the young lady on the back or something like that? You know what I mean? Like, it was, I dream big and I want to continue to dream big. I think that's what we should do. And I think that's what vision is about. Man, you know what I mean?
That sounds like forward. It's still on your bucket list right there. The motorcycle man. With
goodness with the gracious, bag on the back. Man. I'm so old now. I'm like, yo, is that really safe? And, you know, at the same
bro, time. I'm still trying to get one day.
I think one I might day. Do it, man. It might happen. If this in God's will, I'm going to get myself a little motorbike or something. You know?
Yeah. Already, though. All right. Okay. Yeah. I see you.
Yeah, bro.
So when I think about vision boards, man, if I'm honest, bro, like I was a little scared of even trying to make one because I think, first of all, I'm like a super thinker. So if I make a vision board, I feel like I'm gonna do it wrong. So I had to like look up stuff on the internet just to like make sure that I'm doing it right.
Oh my!
And then everything that I found was like girl stuff, and I'm just like, man, like. This is subconsciously telling me that this isn't for me.
Yeah.
And that's not the truth though. Like, I feel like it's really, it's something that men do, but they, like you said, they just don't know that they're doing it.
They don't know that they're doing it.
So my story, when I think about the first time I recognized that it was like a vision board, it's very similar to your example, except it was a little more explicit, I would say. you know, rated R.
That's what it is, baby.
Yo, do you ever, you know, you named some magazines, but you know, I think you may have left off a few. Because I know in my teenage years, there was a magazine called King. King Magazine, Double XL.
Yeah.
Jet Magazine, Beauty of the Week, all that, right? So I had some homeboys who will remain nameless at this point. but you know, I remember I used to go over to crib and chill, but I mean, literally their entire wall, like they would have an entire wall dedicated to just like girls that was dressed in clothing.
I'm gonna come in and be like, yo, some people would consider it as scantily clad.
Okay.
Look that up.
Yeah. You might want to look that.
Scantily clad.
Listen. Let's just say I'm glad that I've grown up and recognized the error of our ways. But
yeah.
You know, I had some few things on my vision board in my room. You know, I had the likes of people like Aaliyah and Sierra, Maya, and all of them, you know.
Okay.
But at the same time, you know, I had the Jordans, I had the Pippins on my wall. Yeah. So my thing was just like, it was just like this reflection of culture.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really like, it was like aimed at things that we wanted to be like or things that we wanted to attract to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that principle still goes out there because it's like if you have a vision and you have it in front of you, because like I'm the type of person, this is me, man. Like, I'm very, my wife will tell you, man, like, if I don't see it, it's like it don't exist.
Right.
Like I'm very out of sight, out of mind. So like vision boards or having images are very important. There's actually this thing called Habitudes that I remember like reading this book. It's just a book of like pictures, and but it's leadership concepts. Like they take these images. And, you know, I'm not promoting it because they're not going to cut me a check. But it's going to be a very, very short segment. But they would take these images and it would be like, you know, they would have leadership skills with it. So, like, if you saw it somewhere else, it would, like, trigger, like, oh, yeah, like, boom, 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 right? And so, yeah, I think the same way, man, like, we have to be people of vision. And because ultimately, if we're without vision, then we're people that's on the way to perishing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's scripture right there. But at the same time, like, you know, if we are not aiming for something, then we'll hit it. We'll aim at nothing, you know? And so, you know, we wanna take some time to acknowledge, you know, 2019 hasn't been the easiest of years. And I'm sure if you're listening, it's probably things that you can acknowledge and recognize that have been tough.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll kind of unpack later on in some other episodes. But I wanted for us to at least kind of name some things that we are looking forward to in 2020, things that we feel like this year has helped to prepare us for.
Yeah.
But at the same time, recognizing in order to get to the other side.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In order to get to the other side.
Go ahead.
Let me clear my throat.
Go ahead.
Then we must leave some things on the behind.
Well.
All right. All right, I'm going to get off my soapbox here.
My mama.
Yeah, man. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, if you're listening, you know, we recognize there's some things. In order to move forward, you got to leave some things behind.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn how to travel light. You know what I'm saying? And so,
wow.
Yeah, that's huge, man. So what are some things that you are aiming for tomorrow? Or, you know, I know we're trying to aim for some things together.
Yeah.
With this podcast.
Yeah.
And we're excited about that. But what about you just in general? What are you aiming for?
We talking about, you know, the visions for 2020 and what I learned from 2019. And I think a lot of the listeners can agree that this year was slightly rough.
Mm.
There were a lot of losses. But at the same time, there were gains for some.
Mm.
One thing that I definitely got towards the end of 2019 was the concept of expectation and learning how to release that expectation because it's tied into disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not lowering my expectation, but I'm releasing my expectation and a lot of things so that I don't go into anything ending out disappointed. Again, a great deal of setbacks, a great deal of losses, you know, a lot of unfortunate things that have happened. And I think taking that going into 2019 is definitely going to help us a great deal. You know, it's going to help us out a great deal. Again, I want to go in releasing this expectation, looking forward at the same time and finding balance to be present.
Yeah. Say that again.
Looking forward at the same time, while at the same time working to be present.
Yeah.
But I think my focus is to become more present in the time and appreciating and being grateful for the small things that we have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With the vision forward of this rated R, it's more than a podcast.
Right.
You know, it's more than a podcast. It is to me, this can be a major project. And, you know, one thing that we're putting out there and one... A few of our goals and our mission is, you know, we want to educate, we want to uplift, we want to engage, and we want to entertain.
Yeah.
Those are the things that we are going to do. You know what I mean? And we are going to find our balance to do those things, vision forward 2020.
Yeah.
So.
That's right, man. We're putting it out there, man.
We're going to put it out there. And that's what that's another thing I want to start doing is putting it out there.
Yeah.
You know, putting it out there with confidence and at the same time releasing the expectation.
Yeah.
You know, letting God have his will, you know.
Facts. Big facts. Super facts. Yo.
Yeah. What about you, man? What about you, man? We want to hear.
Man. Yo, this has been a year that has forced me to like look at myself in a way that has I think made me uncomfortable at times, because there's, you know, there's times when you want to like kind of see yourself as this,
right,
or you kind of have this expectation of where you should be in life. And it's you know, it's crazy how like easy it is to kind of like have these expectations, and then it's especially when it's bombarded by social media and you're looking at other people and comparing yourself, and it's just like, yo, you have a you can be very short-sighted and forget all that all the things that have come together for you to get to where you are now, and to be grateful about that. But a lot of times I can be that person that is very critical of myself. And I realize that that's a form of self-abuse. It's a form of pride and entitlement that I have to let go. And, you know, moving forward into 2020, like I want to see myself. And it's going to sound very cheesy, but I heard someone say this and it actually really was a powerful thing. Like, it's gonna sound cheesy, but here's the fact, yo. Like, 2020, like, I want to be my own best friend.
Tell me again, bro.
Like, I actually want to treat myself like I'm my best friend, because guess what? Like, I have to live with myself.
Yeah.
Jamar, sheesh. Like, I gotta live with me.
Heavy.
Like, I live inside of me, and I talk to myself. I live with myself. I'm always with me, and we are actually multidimensional people. We're human beings, but we're spiritual beings, right?
Yeah.
So we're having this human experience, and truthfully, like, I live within myself. So like, I need to treat myself like my best friend.
Yeah.
And I think my experience would be better if I was like the person that believed in myself.
Yeah.
If I was the person that really treated myself like I would treat someone else that I believed in. And I think there's something to be said that like says, you know, like, regardless of all the hardship that you've gone through, regardless of, you know, the haters, the naysayers, people that may not believe in you, people that's around you that can kind of bring you down, and sometimes energy, and other people that push you up. Like, you have to be committed to yourself and recognize that, like, you know, I serve a God that's committed to me as well. And I'm trying to be more committed to him.
Yeah.
And so to me, it's like, I have to also recognize like who I am. And in that, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with me saying like, yo, like, I can be my best friend, and or at least treat myself as such. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Like, I talk to myself. Like, I, you know, I should take care of myself.
Yeah.
And in that, like, I'm trying to seek God. I'm trying to make sure I'm doing what I got to do for my family. So it's not like a selfishness. It's actually something that's really positive, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so heavy, bro. And you know what? I agree. You know what I mean? And being your best friend, and, you know, one thing I've heard is like, yo, you need to be nice to yourself. You need to be nice to your brain.
Yeah.
And that involves affirmations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's, you know, facts.
It involves affirmations, however you affirm yourself. You know what I mean? Whether you write it down, or, you know, you put it on a vision board, you need to affirm yourself, you know. And I come to realize, like, with me, looking, anybody who knows me, I have affirmations on my body, you know what I mean? Crazy enough, I have affirming things on my body. So when I wake up, I can see these things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, on my chest, I have forever grateful, because I am forever grateful. On my neck, I have I will. And so open, people, I will what? Well, what won't I do? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I have to affirm myself. You know, I have to speak highly of myself. And that's the one thing that we need to challenge ourselves to do, is to continue affirming ourselves.
Yeah.
At the same time, we need to affirm others. But let's work on being our best friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? I hear you, bro. I definitely hear you, man.
Yeah. Shoo. I mean, I think that's a powerful thing, man. I know that, you know, in order to do anything, you're gonna have to have a level of focus.
Yeah.
And I think that goes without saying. I mean, it's the year 2020, so we want to be able to focus. You want to have vision. So to me, like, I want to just be able to name those things that are most important to me. And this, you know, I've heard this before, man. I don't know if you've heard it before, where people say, like, greatness is not something that you arrive at. Greatness is the things that you do every day.
Yeah.
So if you know, it's or what you practice on a regular, you know what I'm saying? Like, perfect practice makes perfect or whatever. But, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you are lazy, if you are a procrastinator, if you are worrying and you do all that stuff every day, then guess what? You're great at it. And it's hard to stop being great.
Yeah.
It's hard. So it's like, what are you great in? So for me, it's like, I want to stop being great in those things, because I know, like, procrastination is something that, like, I got to let go, man. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm one of those people that can have an idea mm-hmm. and not really take action on it.
Yeah.
Until, like, I feel like I had the time. And it's like, man, I'm never going to have the time, bro. Like, it's just not going to work out the way I want it to all the time.
So. Dude, I can relate, especially when you talk about when you naturally tell yourself, I'm never going to, I never had the time, I never had this. I think we have to shift that thinking into saying, how can we do it?
Yeah.
You know? What does the schedule, what does the logistics look like? We have to really configure that. And it can be exhausting, but to sit down and spend that few minutes to say, okay, what's the week looking like? How can I squeeze in a few moments for the thing that I want to do? I think it's going to help us elevate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I challenge the listeners to do those things. And you know, one thing that's so funny that I have to recognize is that in front of us, we have written down our agendas in front of us. We have agendas. You know, you look to the right, we have our, you know, little chalkboard of the things that we need to accomplish for the month of December. And then you have your journal. I have my pad. I have my journal. We have these things because it's so easy for us to forget if we make a mental note. I encourage everyone to not only make a mental note, but to make a physical note so that the accountability is there and it's scribed down.
Yeah.
You know?
And not even that, man, but like, that's, first of all, that's the great, 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 great first step. But the next step, I would even challenge, because this is for me, as you were saying that, is to, like, make time to actually go back and review. Ooh. Because, ooh, like, I make so many notes. Like, I like have my phone and I make audio notes and stuff all the time. Like, you know, with the what you call them? Like, the, I don't know why I'm thinking the word starts with a V, but anyway, like, okay. But yeah, like, I make those audio notes, but I have, like, a ton of them and there's a bunch of great ideas, but it's like, I'm not making the time to go back and review it.
Yeah.
And say, oh, okay, what do I need to do? Or plan, or, you know what I'm saying, or connect. Because my thing is, like, once I can connect my work to, like, another person or something else, that's when, like, I actually start activating something. Because I'm not the best self-starter. Right. But when I connect it to, like, okay, there's an expectation for this to get done, even if it's just me just telling someone, then, like, that's when it's like, all right, boom, boom. All right, let's do it. So, but that's what, you know, for me, that's huge. So I appreciate you saying that, man.
With the notes. For sure, for sure, for sure, man. 2020, man, I tell you, man. I am definitely looking forward, as we said before, man. And just, it's a blessing to finally come again and come together and do this wrap up, man. We just want to say that we appreciate these listeners, you know, who tune in and engage with us. And you know, we just want to let you know that we got a few things coming forward, you know.
Yeah.
We let you know, man, we are looking to invite a few more guests.
Yeah.
You know, and have different perspectives, because that's what it's about, you know. It's just gaining, you know, different perspectives. So I want y'all to look forward to that in 2020, man. We definitely going to have a lot more variety, you know?
Yeah.
So be on the lookout, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, man. And one thing too, you know, I think I just want to invite people to do as they're, as you are, you know, continuing the process through, you know, 2020 and the plans and the vision that you may have, you know, so like make some time, man, to just ask yourself some, like, you know, have some honest answers to some really key questions about who you are, what you believe. I mean, just little things, just like, what do you want to do? Like, what books do you want to read? Like, what people are in your circle? You know what I'm saying? Just like really doing some inventory, because if you don't really know these things, and I'll be the first to say, like, I'll just say, like, all right, let's push it off. But like, those are the things that we're practicing. And so if you're not really practicing doing these things or making time for it, like, and realizing, like, it's going to cost you something to move forward, you know, and do something different. You know what I mean? And so for me, it's like, all right, like, that's going to cost me some time. It's going to cost me some money. I got to be able to invest in myself, invest in my dreams. And even in this podcast, it's like, all right, it's going to cost me something. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because then, like, if you're not sowing anything, you're not going to reap much.
Hey.
You know, so that's another principle. So it's like, if you're willing to invest in yourself, you know, invest into what you believe in, that you can expect, you know, have more of an expectation for a result that can be a blessing to somebody else, a blessing to your life. And ultimately, man, you can just have more joy and happiness, man, because I think that's what it's about. You know, we want to experience life to the fullest. Yo.
Yeah, for real.
You know,
man.
Why not? You know?
Yeah, so. I definitely agree. We want to experience life to the fullest. And you know what? We want to be able to facilitate that. So if this project here brings you joy, so be it. And we want to engage and we want to hear more and we want to figure out, well, how can we help and how can we bring more joy to you? You know, we want you to look forward to listen to this and then again, educate yourself and take that and uplift yourself and take that. You know what I mean? And use that for your day to day, whether you go to work, wherever you go. You know what I mean? That is one of our main intentions. So just know that out there, people.
Sweet, bro. Hey, look, I just had this thought pop in my head, man. Maybe something that y'all want to do. Like, if you have a vision board and y'all just want somebody else to check it out, hey, look, feel free to, like, you know, DM us or like shout us out in your story or whatever. Just, yo, post your vision board on Instagram or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
And just, you know, link us, man. You know, at Rated R the podcast.
Yeah, yo. Share it.
Yeah. Fellas, we want to see it, man. For real.
Fellas, ladies, fellas. Because I don't see too many fellas with these vision boards. I know one good person, one gentleman has a vision board. But you know what? I want to see. You know what I mean? I want to see what y'all, what it's looking like, man. So I can get inspired as well.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we were talking about earlier, you know, are you doing it wrong? I don't think there is a particular way on how to execute the vision board.
Right.
It is your vision. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's a right or wrong way. So please, people, feel free to share that. You know,
absolutely.
I mean? So, yeah.
Yo, if you guys were in mind, I mean, we just want to throw this out there, because if you guys enjoy hearing us talk, you know, make sure that you subscribe to the Rated R podcast, Rated R the podcast. We're on all platforms.
Yep.
You know, hit us up and leave us a review, rate us, all that, man.
We need
y'all to let other people know what you think so that we can share it. You know, and like we said, we got big plans coming up. So
for sure.
So we appreciate that, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do, man. When you see us, holler at us. When you see us, man, we out here.
We out here. And we about to be out here, for real.
We about to be out of here, man, for sure, man. All
right. Well, we hope that you have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
That's right.
What I'm saying?
To everybody. Y'all be safe. Y'all be blessed. And we'll check y'all in 2020 already.
Let's go.
All right. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to Rated R the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast for more episodes. Follow us on IG at Rated R the podcast. And if you really enjoyed this episode, leave us a comment or a review so others can tune in as well. Until next time, peace out.